Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Open mic around the world. Welcome, everybody. And we invite you to call in. We get the phones open a little bit. 213-816-1650, the number. Just heard on NBC News about trouble on the planes, on the airplanes, flights, you know. A lot of, they're saying there's a lot of violence on there. And disruption by passengers and the crews and the lawmakers are struggling. You know, they got to figure out what they're going to do about it. Well, I'm not a flyer. I don't like to fly. I have in the past, but I'm not crazy about flying. You know, you're up there and you're vulnerable, and where you're going to go, you know, you can't get off the next stop, you know. But there was a thing a while back about service dogs on the aircrafts, you know. Now, as long as the dog is, if the person's disabled, the dog is well behaved and the dog is trained by the individual in the right way, Inner Sight will certify a dog. We check it out. That doesn't mean we have to handle the dog or touch the dog. We would check it out by seeing what the owner does and how obedient it is and so on and so forth. And, you know, one of the biggest ways to tell about a service dog is with my dog. You know, my dog can tell right away if the dog is behaved properly and all that. So, of course, the bottom line is, what does the dog do for you? You know, that's in accordance with the person's disability. So I think it's very important that the dog is trained right and evaluated right. You know, and no dog is perfect, of course, but you've got to have the basic safety things in that dog. Especially if you're going to travel with it and all kinds of people and circumstances. So that's one of the things I believe that can be done. You know, the schools, to my knowledge, dog schools, do not volunteer to certify people's dogs. They don't do that. They won't help you. If you're disabled and, you know, your emotional support dog or whatever, they have the trainers, they have the means, they have the funding, but they don't do that. Now, that's just another reason why these schools should be licensed, you know, because a person should be able to call upon the courts. You know, I have this dog. I'm not asking you to give me any money or anything. I'm asking you to certify the dog, help, you know, help me with it to improve or whatever it is. But the schools are not licensed, so you can't get anything out of them like that. See? So Inner Sight will volunteer, as long as the person's disabled. You know, you have to be disabled, not just someone ordinary who wants to bring a dog with them. No. You got to have proof of your disability. And we will certify the dog and tell you what we believe needs to be done and improved upon. And if you want, we'll even give you an ID that the dog has been certified. Now, we're allowed to do that. We're registered with the state of New York and all that stuff. So, yeah, the disruption on the flights, that's not too cool. You know, I mean, a lot of people are afraid to fly as it is. You know, then you get this disruptive stuff on top of that. I think they ought to have offices on every flight, you know, and preferably an officer with a safety dog, because dogs have a way of calming people down. So that's what the airlines should invest in, I believe. Get an officer on the flight with a safety dog, you know, a nice dog that knows, is alert, how to keep people calm, you know, and I think that would help the situation a lot. Dogs are amazing. They can really turn people around and have an effect on them. Inner Sight, open mic. Around the world, we tell you about the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check out the Big East, 609-388-7004. And adopt an Akita. That is a great dog, the Akita. Very, very brilliant and smart. And, you get the right one, you can train them for just about any purpose. You got to know how to evaluate them. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children. Little Tommy, Avante. Corey Foster. Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them. Few of the youngsters who have passed on. We always remember. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. We urge you to do it. Be vigilant about it. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, let's see. Kennedy Realty. My buddy, Anthony Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, Mr. Kennedy. And once again, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp here on Long Island for their donation. $2,000 donation. And another development has come out of that, and I'll tell you that in a minute, but I want to thank the president of Suffolk Bus Corp, John Corrado, Tom McAteer, who I spoke to today, the vice president, and they gave us the green light to let people know that they're helping Inner Sight. So I called the local newspaper here, and the editor, a very, very cool lady, Nicole, asked me if they could do a story on us. I didn't expect that to happen, but I agreed, you know. So Thursday we're supposed to have an interview and get a story in the local paper here about Inner Sight, some of the things that we're trying to accomplish.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really about independence.
Yeah, equality, independence, all of that.
Yeah. So we look forward to talking to the local paper, getting the word out on Inner Sight, and I want to thank you know, you ride with Suffolk Bus Corp.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good people there.
Oh yeah.
You know, one of the great things about them is that they listen to people, and they try to understand, and they're not afraid of change.
No, they aren't. They really aren't.
That's what makes them so good.
That's what makes them stand above the rest. They don't mind change. Oh, sorry. What the heck happened here? Sorry.
And I told Tommy today that I wish all the agencies were like Suffolk Bus Corp.
What did he say about that?
Be a lot better.
Yeah, it would.
You know, and he his comment was, well, we try, you know. But they do more than try. They do it.
They do it. Yeah, you're right.
And we've worked with them for many, many years, and
we've helped
greatly
them out with training, too. You know, that I find very interesting. We've helped them out with training of their bus drivers to be more, how would you say it, more considerate to the disabled, I would say.
Yeah, it hasn't always been easy. We had a couple of conflicts along
but
the way.
You gotta understand.
But they stuck
they
with
know.
It.
Yes, they did.
And we solved them.
Oh, sorry. What's going on
That's
with this
difference.
Phone? Sorry.
All right, in a sight around the world, and James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783.
Tap L.
9662.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself. Hold on.
On the civil rights scene, if you need that kind of advice. Let's see. Nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical? Give Gary a call at 631-484-3085. Good buddy. All right. And I want to thank the Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners here, local. All of our friends who helped to keep this show on the air, we greatly appreciate it. And there's a great need for Inner Sight because nobody else is really allowed to say and present the things that we do.
I'd say there's a very, you know, important need for Inner Sight because our, you know, it's not a foundation yet. I can't say that yet. But our, you know, organization, you know, a charitable organization, you know, goes above and beyond. We don't have that much money. We really don't. But we know what to do. And that's one thing that we try. We really do.
Well,
that
I always want Inner Sight to be an advocate.
Yeah.
I don't want us to be a foundation because then the whole nature of the whole thing changes.
Now you're saying something about the part where we are going to do the nursing home part.
Well, that's a separate thing. You got to start a foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a separate entity.
Oh, I agree.
You know, but we don't want to lose. Become a foundation and lose the power to advocate over everything else. You know what I mean?
No.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow night, but the foundation to get people out of nursing homes.
It's totally different.
That would be the sole purpose of that. You know, in other words, you can't take the foundation money to get people out of nursing homes and buy somebody a guide dog.
No, it's different.
You'd have to raise separate money for that.
Right. And if we do ever do that, we just have to make a separate foundation, I would say. All, you know, helping people in different ways.
Well,
you know?
If someone gets a dog out of a shelter and Inner Sight donates the fee, you know, and we have the means and the money to train it, that's different.
Right.
You know?
Right. I agree.
Because someone may need a service dog when they get out of a nursing home to help
that's
them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So that in that sense, it could be part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I could see that happening, somebody needing it, you know. That's very important in terms of, you know, their development and their not forgetting as much and all of that. My mom could have used one. She loved dogs. She really did. But she never got the chance.
Well, a person has to be able to deal with a dog. You know, that's important.
No, I think in her case, she would have had to have, you know, the aide help her with dealing with the dog, you know, in that case, you know?
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, as long as the person is the main character in the dog's life.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My mother loved it. She loved dogs. Even with her.
Anyway, Inner Sight. Open mic. How about do the Able News?
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has that personals page. It boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions. One on the service dog situation and the other one on the nursing homes at change.org.
Right.
You know, if you go there and put in Inner Sight, you'll find them. This is open mic at 213-816-1650. And hearing a lot of talk about this new strain of the virus, Delta,
okay.
I think they call it.
What's it called?
Yeah. And a lot of people are...
Oh, yeah, Alpha. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying and talking, mm-hmm. just in hearing people talking,
mm-hmm.
that the government is trying to frighten people into taking this vaccine, that a lot of people have shied away from it. I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
But that this new... name that has come up, you know, and I'm sure that the president has been prompted by the medical profession, you know, oh, you better tell people that this is very dangerous and all that, and that you get the, you know. Now, the next question becomes, have they tested the current vaccinations for this new strain?
Huh. They said, when I was talking to somebody who is in pathological, you know, does pathological work, they said that they've been, and also not only pathological work, he does the pathological work for infectious diseases. Right straight in a hospital he does it. He's not anything more than that, but he said that what they're doing is looking at the stuff that was, okay, and then they're looking at the stuff that is coming now, and what they're doing is they're testing both on the vaccinations. But that doesn't make me feel any better. How are you testing it?
Test it before they give it out.
That's right.
Not while they're giving it out.
Exactly. I said to him, so how does that make me feel better that there is a, you know, something out there that hasn't been really, you know, worked upon? That doesn't make me feel any better.
I mean, it's crazy,
know.
You know. The whole thing is contradictory.
Because it makes
and,
me feel crazy, too, he said, the person I was speaking with. He goes, that's why I chose. Sorry.
I keep thinking of the German scientist that heard on Gary Noel's show saying how this whole thing is going to backfire on them.
And
you know,
I
they
certainly
haven't
think
done
so.
It right in the beginning. You know?
I know
so
why.
I wouldn't put too much trust in this vaccination to make a difference with this new strain.
I want to bet you something. And I just have this gut feeling, you know, like intuition brings you to a certain place and all this deception also brings you to a certain place. Well, I'm going to say something and mark my word, okay? It might come true, okay? They put on our cards the lot number. I'm wondering now if on your card indicates if you were in a certain study and if it would have worked. That's what I'm really
wondering. Who knows?
Because I have the lot number of each of those whatever, and I want to know if they're still studying it on me or still studying it on somebody, you know, else. It's really frustrating to know.
Oh, you'll never know. You'll never know the whole truth.
No, you won't.
But you know what I keep thinking of?
Well,
the three professors who quit the FDA.
Me too. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, three big scientists.
Yeah, I know.
Who quit.
And one of them
said, do they know about all this?
Oh, yeah, they were in a special unit that approves these things, all these medicines and all these injections and everything for early approval. So it's not the first time they
I wouldn't trust anything that the FDA approves. And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because they're very prejudiced against all other types of healing. They think only their type is good enough. When that happens, world, that's dangerous.
I think some of them, by after all this that has happened, really are starting to believe in other types of healing. Because I'll tell you, after all this has happened, it's changed people's philosophy a little. I feel, why would people quit? That doesn't make sense, you know?
Well, why don't they do something to change the damn law? They got the credentials.
Yeah, they do.
I'd like to see him get up to, you know. And by the way, professors, Inner Sight would help you.
Yeah, they will.
You know, you need a program to help you.
Yeah.
Call us.
Call upon us. Yeah.
We'll do it.
I
we'll stand up with
it.
You.
I could
We're not afraid.
Use it. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Talk about what you want. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, whatever device you have, and try to avoid the speaker phone when you call in. Use the landline.
We're having something called music chairs on I'm going to have to report it to blog, because I see the people coming on. They're getting on momentarily, and then they can't hear anything. And I had a call off of the board. I couldn't call in, basically. So I don't know if we're going to have anybody today unless I recall them off the board.
Well, I don't know. But are there any calls on the line?
I'll let you know. Hold on. I'm trying to get on back in a different way and see if
they... Sometimes when you call the guest line, you have to call once or twice, a couple of times to get through.
We have a new caller. I don't know if it's somebody with a different number, but we have a new caller.
All right. We'll take a call.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight Live. Come. Open mic.
Here they come.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes, I called. Okay, I called in one time before.
Yeah.
And you had a topic where you were talking about disability laws not being enforced, wheelchair accessibility laws not being enforced.
Yeah.
And I had called in on that particular show. So I called in tonight to find out what the topic is, but apparently it's an open mic night. Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Your time.
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any particular topic in mind. I usually talk about either relationships or politics.
Okay.
So, so politics, it was something which you had discussed before. when you were talking about laws in place for disabled but not being enforced.
Right.
Therefore, the disabled were not getting the proper due. The employees in front of shops, for instance, were not being held. Lawsuits were committed. Things like that. But I don't have anything on my mind right now. I just wanted to find out what you guys are going to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah, we're leaving it open to people tonight.
Yeah, that's one of the
whatever they want to say. And I'll say one thing. Never trust the politicians. Because you never know what they're going to do.
No.
Especially if you're disabled.
Well,
that
I have
got,
to agree with you.
Yeah. You got these programs that are half-assed as it is, and then they come along and they stop them, and now you got nothing.
Well, now here's the other thing I don't like.
Well, they reduced them.
The other thing that I don't like, they usually say, "Well, I'll talk with you later, or I'll see what I can do." Or what's the other phrase that you like, Frank?
I'll look into it.
That's it.
Politician says that means they're not going to do a damn thing.
That's right.
The new one, which is going to probably has about 1,000 memes by now, Jim Psaki's circle back.
Yeah.
Well, I'll circle back to you, and
yeah.
I'll get back to you about it if I do nothing, and I'll circle back and tell you about the nothing that I've done.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, the ones that I like, anytime you hear a politician when they're talking about how come politicians haven't really done much, they say, well, you know, you're right. What we have to do is, and whenever they say what we have to do, you know it's a dereliction of duty. They should have thought it years and years ago. If we actually had intelligence. Right. If we actually had intelligent people who were really honest and really looked out for the welfare of the American people, we'd have such an industrious, prosperous nation.
Yeah,
it would be
do.
Almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so crazy. I'm sorry.
They don't look out for the welfare of 61 million disabled people. I'll tell you that when you go to a service dog school and you need that dog to be safe, I've been denied a guide dog 30 years.
Yes, he has. That's terrible.
And there's no law to protect you, and yet the agency makes money on that denial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the politics of that. And there's no court. You can't take the agency to court. There's no law. The courts do not defend us when we're denied service to them. How do you like that one?
That's
talk about politics.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising to me. Well, a little bit surprised, but then I'm not really that surprised. Then not only the way you treat the disabled, from what you guys talked about when I was on the show last time, but the way that they treated vets.
Oh, yeah.
People have actually lost their lives, their limbs have died. For Americans to enjoy freedom.
Yeah.
And when they come back home, the PTSD isn't addressed.
Oh, yeah.
They commit suicides in droves, practically. They have to pay for their own medical issues. That's a disgrace, too.
It is.
Sure it is.
We go in front of, and spoke in front of the veterans and have, you know, told them we're here to help and stuff like that. And, you know, the people who are usually directing the groups allows us to speak and everything, but we sometimes don't get them to come, you know, by us and stuff like that. I don't know if it's a fear, what it is, but a lot of them, only one veteran at that time, right, Frank, came and got help from us, and we helped him get out of either a homeless shelter. What was it that time? He was homeless, right, Frank?
Well, a lot of people who served come back emotionally destroyed.
Yeah, I know. He was.
They can't help it.
Yeah, no.
They can't help it if they don't relate.
That's right.
You know?
He was saying
that's
that.
Another situation. But we had one guy who was on the verge of being homeless.
Yeah.
And I contacted the VA here in Long Island. There's a big center for the VA.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, look, I said, this guy needs X amount of dollars to pay his rent or they're going to evict him. You know, he got into a trouble, you know, and he served, and he was a medic in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And,
right.
They said, oh, there's nothing we can do about this. I said, well, why don't you take up a collection right there in your office? I said, we raised $100.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't just talking. I was doing.
Yeah,
we raised $100.
Right.
We got it. You know, he needs whatever it was. I forget, another couple of hundred.
Right.
Do you know that they wouldn't raise a damn dollar for that guy?
No, not even a dime.
This is great.
Terrible. Yeah, it
what
is
the hell?
Great.
They can't go around the office. Who's going to give $10, $5 and make a check?
Yeah.
No, what they should have done. Oh, come
couldn't
on.
Couldn't believe it.
You know? Shame the other office person. And so I used to be good at that when I used to work in an office. I donated, you know, I would say I donated, $50. What about you? A lot of them used to have pretty good money. No, but they don't do that. You know, that's terrible.
And they knew this guy.
No.
He worked at the center. He worked in the lab.
That's
they
terrible.
No kidding.
They knew who he was.
Wow. One of their own, and they wouldn't take up a collection?
One of their own.
Yeah, one of their own.
One of their own. Inner Sight.
Oh, wow.
We collected about $100 for him, I believe it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And they wouldn't do a damn thing.
I wouldn't even go to the Veterans Hospital for anything because... the way you get treated over there, they act as though they're doing you a favor.
Oh,
when
yeah.
we
yeah.
as vets have done them the favor.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
My,
And the poor guys who actually served in combat, I was lucky. I didn't have to go in country. I didn't have to serve at the front. I didn't have to be in any kind of battlegrounds. But those people who did, they did so because they believed they were helping, protecting America and our philosophy and our way of life. And then they come back home and then they get treated like shit.
Well, that was a war that shouldn't have happened. Let's put it that way. Let me not start. You know.
Which
really
war
are you talking
about?
The Vietnam, right?
Yeah, I am.
Identified.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah, well, Vietnam was... Yeah.
My cousin was.
So many people came back with PTSD from Vietnam, but the worst war, I'm a Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
But the worst war, in my opinion, in terms of the effect that it had on our soldiers, was World War One.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Trench warfare.
Oh,
being
bombarded
with the shells overhead. You have to get out of the trench to try to grab a hill. You grab the hill, and then you got to release it and give it back. Then you have no food, no fresh water. You have to undergo trench mouth, no medical supplies.
Oh, that's horrible. And run from one person to the other to give them medical supplies. Right?
It was amazing.
It was amazing. My cousin was in Vietnam, and he... They had a run, like you're saying. He was in the trench for 3 days. 3 days. No food, no water, no nothing. He was along with another buddy, and they kept in touch with each other before he passed away for all the years that, you know, it became his best bud, you know, but my cousin.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He.
They shared a foxhole.
Yeah, they shared one, yeah. But everybody around them fought because they were shooting like two crazy men. Thought that there was a full army. They had ammunition everywhere. You know, they thought they had a full regime underneath there. But that's really dangerous.
Yeah, a lot of spam.
Sounds like a John Wayne movie.
Yeah. That's what he said. He thought we had a full John Wayne movie down there.
Anyway,
hold
on, please, caller. I have to see if we have any other calls.
Let me check. Give me a second.
Open mic 213-816-1650, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to comment or say anything. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come up. It's just slow.
Yeah.
Terribly slow today.
All right.
I think it's just the internet.
I had a guy on my
Louie now. Yeah.
I had a guy on my cable show several years ago who was a sergeant in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And he told some really wild stories.
No, I remember that.
France,
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
So
he's a good historian too. Very good historian.
Oh, World War II, of course, was no picnic. But
no.
It was better than World War One in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Was they had a tunnel rat. They had their own special situations. For example, like during the day, they would be fighting. They would be fighting the Viet Cong, and at night, they thought that the people that they were protecting would be their friends, but in reality, they were actually Viet Cong villagers themselves, who could stab you in the back. Or just kill you. So it was in Afghanistan and Iraq, there's no picnic either. But I'm going to let you guys get back to your show. All right? Maybe you'll have another
caller.
Thanks
for the call.
Yeah, there is another caller. But
anytime,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You could call more often.
Call
you have a lot of great input.
All right, thanks. Well, if you have another caller, then you can bring him on. Who knows? Maybe he'll be talking about something that we all can chime in on.
Yeah.
All right.
You could actually
press
the one button if you want to talk again. If after the person, you might, have something you want to say.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take myself off the one.
Okay. No, you are off the one now.
You just
have to press it again.
All right. Inner side. Who we have on the line?
We have Louie. All right. Take care, Carl.
All right. Let's get Lou in.
Okay.
Oh, good. Louie's going to promote Friday.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, she is, Lou.
Louie Rivera on Inner Sight.
Such a gentleman.
Hello.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Lou.
It is.
How you doing?
Hey, the one and only in the flash. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good. How you doing, Lou?
I was listening to that repeat past Friday from that Inner Sight. That was Louie Rivera's voice through Inner Sight on Blog Radio.
Wasn't that
That's
funny?
A repeat
with
I just heard.
With that was funny with Jimmy Dinigan and all that, right?
Yup.
That was really funny Friday.
Yeah, I made sure I picked the fun one.
Yeah.
So, this week we're going to have Rosanna Danner. We'll be back.
No.
Yes, my name is Rosanna Danner. We'll be returned on the following Friday. Don't worry about that.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Do I have to
Oh, no. Why?
And Frank and just do the show myself? Sorry.
Oh, we're going to get Rosanna Danner. In here, and we're going to let her say what she thinks about the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell Rosanna that she needs a new toothbrush.
Oh. Why does
she
need
a new toothbrush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know?
He tried to
Rosanna Rosanna Danner had to throw out her old toothbrush and get her wart out, and she got a new toothbrush.
Oh.
Got a new toothbrush. All right.
Did you get him one?
What about the toothpaste?
Yeah, the toothpaste is okay. It's not all...
No, you can put toothpaste on the toothbrush, right?
Okay.
And then you...
Okay.
Go up and down your teeth, inside the mouth, the gum, and the upper mouth and the bottom teeth.
Okay, Louie.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Okay,
you ever brush your teeth You ever brush your teeth with coconut oil?
Oh, that's
no.
Great.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's good, right?
Huh?
Clean your teeth, and then you think you're in the name of that island? Jamaica.
Yeah.
I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop.
Yeah.
You know, Belafonte.
Yeah.
No,
Harry Belafonte. Like... Harry Belafonte used to brush his teeth with coconut oil from the coconut shell.
Nice.
Or the song "Coconut Woman."
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's it.
And
yeah.
It goes.
Belafonte was. A lot of people don't know it, but Belafonte had very bad eyes.
Oh, really?
And years ago, when I worked with an organization in the city, we recommended a doctor to him, and this doctor saved his eyes. Years ago.
Yeah?
So I don't know if Harry's still alive, but I hope he is.
Yeah, right?
I think he is. Somebody told me he may still be alive. Harry Belafonte.
He's around.
Harry Belafonte. Yeah?
Yeah, he's still
Belafonte
around.
Belafonte's still alive, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool.
How old is he?
Unbelievable, a nice old day on the sunshine, baby, on the mountain top. I took a trip on the love drop ship, and I made the love drops and make a sound of time. So I can say I'm on my way. I may have stopped for me a day. My stomach is growling, then my head's busting around. I like to leave a little girl in love drop sound.
That's cute.
All right. That's a cute song, man.
Yes, it is.
How about that other one he made? Matilda, Matilda, Matilda took me money and run to Venezuela. Aca la catumba, Matilda. Remember that one?
My Zelda.
My Zelda.
My Zelda.
My Zelda.
My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Oh.
And with the tailor.
I broke this. And listen to this. The words were, I let a father fall in love. I like to broke the zipper in my pants. Well, Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
All right, Louis Rivera. Hey, Lou, give him the commercial for Friday. We got to get you to do Matilda on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna, Rosanna Dana. Mm-hmm. Well, Louis Rivera, you might call it. Please stay tuned for a Friday night show called Follies on Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday night. We got a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about the philosopher, Lord and Hardy, the Honeymooners, Rosanna, Rosanna Dana, and so much more, and Bobby Casalvo.
I'm Buffy. Woohoo! What's coming on?
All right. In a sight, Louis Rivera. Louis will be here Friday. Louis the Lip.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
I had a great
you,
Father's Day. Hey, listen, Frank. And I'm not doing it. Listen, I'm going to do entertaining of Rosanna Dan, and I'm going to do an entertainment of Suzanne Taurasi for Errol's voice.
All right. I want to wish Rosanna Dana a belated happy Father's Day.
She's not a father. She's not a mother, though.
I don't forget the... Hey, Frank, I won't forget the lipstick.
Oh, you want
don't forget the
lipstick? All right. I'll get
the
right.
Perfume.
Perfume.
I love you, Suzanne.
Hey, I love you, too.
We'll catch you on Friday,
care,
Lou.
Okay?
Don't forget to call in.
Yeah, don't forget
I know the number. You take
all
care.
Right.
I'll call you Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, in a sight.
Hey, love you, too, Lou.
Open mic, 213-816-1650. We get a little wacky on Friday. Tomorrow night show.
Hey, wait a minute.
Need,
oh, wait.
The great need for a foundation. Tomorrow night, the great need for a foundation to keep people out of nursing homes.
I'll try to call you.
Can we get that off the board, please?
I got it.
All right. Tomorrow night, the great need for a foundation to get people out of nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. And Thursday night, the show Thursday night. What is the show Thursday night? For some reason I can't remember the Thursday night.
All right. Hold
Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to get it for you.
That was, I had a good title.
Yeah, I know you did. Hold on, let me get it.
Oh, you don't remember it either.
No, right. I don't. Too much poo on my brain.
Friday's the funnies. We got that.
It was, wait a minute. Let me make sure I remember. Oh, the Nursing Home Foundation, is that tomorrow?
No, that's tomorrow night. The other one on Thursday was,
let's see, maybe we could get it together.
To find one town that would be completely accessible.
No, make one town.
Make one town.
Accessible, yeah.
And we'll tell you the benefits of that.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, Inner Sight around the world at 213-816-1650. And let's see. How about a number? Give me a number. We were on rerun last week. Let's see what we did.
Oh, with the reruns? We didn't do that.
On the rerun.
Yeah, we really didn't do that.
Let's see if the number changed.
Okay, let's check.
From the week before.
The internet is dragging. Dragging like molasses. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's going slow. All right.
Very slow.
All right, well.
Well, I have it. 107.584.
That's tonight's number?
Yep.
107,584.
Correct.
All right, that's almost 107,600.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Inner Sight.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And once again, I want to mention if anyone out there who would like to match the $2,000 donation we got from Suffolk Bus Corp., please contact us.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to give you the details. We'd be happy to, verify the donation, whatever you need. Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. Or you can send an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. pmpmail.com.
Yep. Also,
right.
I think that the PayPal is working off of our website, but the only thing the only part of it that's not working is it transferring into the account automatically. But I can make sure that it comes straight into.
Well, why
the
is that? We got to straighten that out.
I think that for some reason. It was doing it, but in the beginning, I just don't know why it's not doing it now. I got to get them.
Anyone out there who has a desire to match the $2,000, we have, and you're local, especially if you're local.
Yeah.
We have an interview Thursday with one of the big local chains newspapers.
Yeah.
We'd be happy, more than happy.
Yeah.
To let them know that your company has matched the Suffolk Bus donation of $2,000.
Yeah.
So we can offer you that. We can offer you this show.
Yeah.
We can offer you a whole hour on the show to advertise your business, talk about what you do.
Yeah,
and we can
also
offer you a spot on the new program that we're planning on the YouTube.
And what about the TV show?
So there you
have it. Let me go back up.
Well, we're going to take the YouTube and send it in.
Yeah, that's going to be good until we get
I think that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't wait until we go back to doing our shows regularly, honestly.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and, you know, we are the 4th of July coming up, Independence, right? Independence. How can you be independent when an agency or agencies control the money that's supposed to be there to help you?
Yeah.
You cannot be independent. You're
no,
dependent
you can't.
On the agency, on the system.
That's correct.
And people are dependent on the government to protect them and to keep them safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is, how are we dependent on the government for that?
Mm.
The government doesn't keep us safe. The law is horrible. The Americans with Disability Act. There's no on-the-spot enforcement. Now, you may have heard in the news, and I said it at the beginning of the show, how there's a lot of turmoil going on the airlines now.
Yeah.
Now,
sure.
People are going to look toward the government, the lawmakers, you know, to protect them, aren't they? Well, who the hell protects us when we're denied the safety of a guide dog or the safety of an accessible pedestrian signal or the safety of you can't get into a place with a wheelchair and know that you can go to a place and it's all accessible if you're looking for a job? See, people look toward the government for those things, don't they? And they have them, and they get them. What about us? We don't have that. Where's the ADA? I'm 5 years into a case because they wouldn't let me on the Accessoride. That's the transportation for the disabled with my guide dog. The situation should have been enforced at the scene. And they should have fined them for attempting, you know, but they should have enforced it. You see, we don't count. We're not equal. The people who are now are very upset, concerned about the turmoil on the airlines, they're going to get attention. They're going to get some kind of protection, I guarantee you. I guarantee you the government will do something about that. But they won't do a damn thing when a blind person's denied their eyes in the form of a guide dog. And the agencies will keep the money that they've raised. That's a disgrace to this country. A disgrace. Especially if you serve this country. That's even worse.
It is.
So where's ours?
Don't know.
Where's ours? You know, people and with the airlines, you have federal intervention. You have federal protection. All they got to do, if they'll follow our suggestion, all they got to do is put an officer on every airplane, and I suggest they put a trained dog with them because dogs have a way of calming people down.
Yeah, they do.
An officer with a dog. See?
Yeah.
I mean, that the airlines are already designated to be protected. The disabled aren't.
Right.
We're not.
Nope. In fact,
that's what we got to deal with, world.
In fact,
go ahead.
In fact, there is, you know, a protection. We're going to, you know, the transit people are protected 7 years. I'm going to the transit, but just to let you know, why can't we, as the disabled, get
we're
that
not
same
protected.
Protection? No, we're not. We should be.
No, no, we're not.
We're not.
You can't even identify when you're blind.
Right.
You can't even identify your assailant. How are you supposed to identify
them? Deaf? Well, you could a little bit by if they have like a slur in their speech or whatever, but if they don't have any of that, that's really hard. Also, if you're deafblind, you've got a problem with that because you can't hear intonation. You can't, you know, recognize the person's voice because you don't hear it. You know?
There should be an automatic law that would deter people from discriminating against you.
There should be.
Yeah.
Because we are definitely, you know.
But it has to apply all over, even to the service dog school.
Oh, I would say, yeah.
And then they should be licensed. So, there you have. You're going to celebrate Independence Day? How can you celebrate Independence Day when you don't have it?
Or even Disabled Independence Day. How could I do that, even?
Yeah, that too.
Yep.
The anniversary of that ADA.
And that sucks.
You know how we're going to celebrate that?
Yeah.
We're gonna try to get this article out that the Associated Press has been promising us, and the guy who is a dear friend of mine. I know that his word is good. I know him for many years.
Oh yeah.
That's how we're gonna celebrate the ADA, by letting people know that it's gotta be greatly improved and enforced.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to be in that article.
Oh, yeah. And this guy...
So that's
now,
the inner sight way.
Of course. That,
will
that
the other agencies, if they call the other agencies, will they join us?
I don't know.
They
Maybe
should. They better.
They should. Well, I hope they do. You know? I'm
so
sure
there you
tried
have
a few.
The inner sight way.
I know. I'm sure he tried a few before he decided to take on our venture, and they didn't do anything, you know? So it's going to be interesting, Frank.
Boy, say that again. I missed that.
I'm sure he tried a few before he said, wow, that's crazy.
Who's he? Who are you talking about?
Your friend. You know who
I'm talking about. Oh, the Associated Press. I don't know if they've called anybody yet, but... I'm certain that they will.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
he dots his I's and crosses his T's, he looks like. He would have not been made like a head editor or, you know.
Nice to get a congressman to commit and say, yes, I'm going to present this.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm tired of them. I want to just go to the head of Congress, and I want to just do it myself. And give, this is how angry I am.
They don't
at
care
this
about
point.
Us. They don't give
no, they
one
don't.
Damn about us.
No, they don't. I
didn't say, we'll be with you tomorrow night.
Oh, of course, yes.
Tomorrow night, the first foundation ever that would be dedicated to keeping people out of nursing homes and to getting them out. With no nonsense.
That's
and the only
true.
Criteria that the person is disabled. That's how it should
that's
be.
That's it. It's like,
so that's tomorrow
it reminds
night.
Me, it reminds me of Meals on Wheels. The only criteria is you don't have a meal. And that's the way it should be.
I want to
you
thank
know,
all our listeners, callers, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Thank you very much. Be with you tomorrow night. On Inner Sight Live, on the vaccination business, build your immune system. Don't trust the FDA. You know, the professors quit, remember. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.